Daniel wet himself today. Daniel wet himself. Daniel wet. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Oh, well, I wouldn't expect to see you here. I'm in the bath, but it turns out that you get everywhere, don't you? My producer said, David, it's 11 o'clock at night, you haven't done Dollop yet. So I said, I'm going in the bath. So my producer has clearly brought the recorder in here to do today's Dollop. And I suppose I don't want the challenge to fail, so well done, producer. Although I'm not sure your intentions are honourable. We don't film the Dollop, remember? Put the camera away. I've never filmed any of the Dollops. I'm not sure what he's doing there. Yeah, and get out. Go on, leave the room. He's left the room there, ladies and gentlemen. You might have thought, well, I didn't hear the sound of a door. I didn't hear the sound of a door opening or closing. He's very quiet, because he's a very good producer. He's absolutely incredible. He doesn't want to create any external noise. He doesn't want to interrupt the flow in any way. I'm not sure why, because there it would have made sense for him to have made some door noise, wouldn't it? So then you wouldn't have thought I was making all this up. Now I look like a bit of an idiot, but anyway. Welcome to David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 238, dolloping from a bath. I might put a bit more hot water in this bath. Bear with me. There's a bear with you in the bath. I don't normally have a bath. It is rather extravagant. I was just about to have a shower, and then I realised I hadn't done the dollop, and I thought, well, I can't really dollop in the shower, but I can dollop in the bath. I'll have to clean the bath afterwards, after all the dolloping that I've been doing in it, but, I'm even funnier in the bath, aren't I, everybody? Unbelievable. Well, my comedy knows no bounds. Even when I'm relaxing in the bath, I'm still hilarious. Anyway, I'm not really doing very good. I was trying to do an ASMR bath time experience. We've talked about ASMR quite a lot on the Dollop, so I'll do a very quick recap. Well, basically, it's for people who enjoy imagining that they're in certain situations, I suppose. You put your headphones on and you are taken into a world where maybe you are in the dentist, which I think is a bit weird. There are quite a few dentist ones, and I'm not sure why. I mean, like, dentists is not really the nicest place to relax, really, is it? I think there are like serial killer ones, like where you could be the victim of a serial killer. I'm sure I saw something like that on YouTube. I didn't listen to it, but it's all very strange. But normally it's nice things like having a massage or something, and you feel like you're there. So I'm sort of doing that with the bath right now, bringing you into the bath with me, and it feels as if you too are in the bath with me. Although you're probably thinking, bloody hell, I think there are some people who would be getting quite sick. I mean, physically sick at this thought. I'm sort of making myself sick, really. It is kind of making me feel a bit bilious. Oh, bilious. He's the person who's in the bath with me. Hey, you're right, Billy. Yeah, you're all right. Want me to rub your back, Billy? Oh, go on then, David. Okay. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, yes. Give it a nice rub. Lower. Oh, a bit lower, David. Oh, silly on, Billy. There's people here. Oh, yes, well, anyway, I do like the fact that the Young'uns in the Mix got a good write-up in The Guardian, and there's quite a few people who since then have visited my website from The Guardian. Quite a lot of you. And I like the idea that maybe someone's found the write-up in The Guardian about the Young'uns in the Mix, where folk music and pop music collide, that we did at Folk East Festival this weekend. And they've clicked on this and they thought, oh, David's Daily Digital Dollop, I wonder what that's going to be about. And now they've got me in the bath, rubbing the back of a fictitious man.
I'm not fictitious.
You are fictitious, Billy. I'm not sure what they'd be thinking right now. I mean, for you regulars, you're kind of used to this kind of stuff, but if anyone's just come from The Guardian expecting a bit more erudition, they've ended up getting this. Some Daniel wet himself today that I created when I was 9 is still going around my head, although a song that always pops into my head when I'm having a bath is a song that we learnt when we were kids as part of a thing called Time and Tune, I think it was called. And it was a BBC, I think. I'm not exactly sure on this. Perhaps the Guardian listeners will be able to tell us. It's good to have you on board, if anyone is here, through The Guardian. Thanks for joining me in the bath. And basically, teachers would stick it on, because they wouldn't have a clue about music, so they'd stick it on, and you would learn music through the audio tape. You would learn music through this cassette. But anyway, one of the things you had to do was sing along with the tape, and they taught us this song on the tape called Singing in the Bath. And it went, something like, I can't remember it exactly, but it's just these two lines that keep going in, around in my head. Every time I have a bath, I would have been about 8 or 9 when I sung this song first at school, and we only ever heard it once. So this is like 2 minutes of my life, and I've managed to remember it 22 years later, and I still sing it every single bath I have. I don't have a lot of baths, but when I do, this song always comes into my head. Singing in the bath is such a lovely thing to do. Close the bathroom door and you're a star. And that's it. I don't remember anything else. I don't know if it's a recognised song or not. So there might be more to it. I assume there was more to the song than that. But they're the only two lines that I can remember from this Time and Tune programme that we listened to in music at school when I was 9. Singing in the bath is such a lovely thing to do. Close the bathroom door and you're a star. I mean, obviously, when we sang it originally, we sung it as kids. I didn't do that whole, and you're a star. I'm really kind of giving it some there. I think that's me having adapted it over the years. Well, if anybody else is aware of that song, then feel free to get in touch. It'd be quite good if I could find the recording. I mean, it might be a proper song, but I don't think so. I think it was just a song for Time and Tune. But the recordings are probably out there. Anyway, get in touch if you know the song. Or if maybe you've got other bath time songs that you sing. Or maybe just other songs that always enter your head when you're doing a certain activity.
Oh, my skin is getting very itchy.
Oh, your turn to scratch my back now, Billy.
All right, David. There you go. Very nice, Billy. You like that, don't you? I do. It's very nice. Yes. Oh, yes. All my skin is crumbling. I'm probably admitting to some, like, terrible disease or hygiene problem or something here. Oh, my skin is completely flaking, everybody. This weird smell has suddenly arisen into the air.
I do wash regularly. It's just the heat of this bath is making my skin flake. Oh, thank you very much, by the way, to Jill, I think it was, who commented to say that on the subject of desiccated, where we were talking about words that are only used in one context, and coconut for desiccated. And I suggested that desiccated, what does desiccated mean? Like flaked? But you only ever use it for coconut. But apparently it doesn't mean flaked, it means having all the water taken out of it. Apparently it's a scientific word, it's used in other contexts, and it means to dry out. There was a reason I was talking about that. Oh yeah, because I was saying my skin was flaking, and I thought desiccated meant flaked. I think, how's this for a merchandise idea? I think they should have Doctor Who bath time toys. And I think the obvious one would be a Dalek sponge, or a Dalek pumice stone, I suppose would be better. So it's a Dalek pumice stone. So you know the pumice stones that you rub on yourself and it flakes all your skin, gets rid of the old dead skin. It's a Dalek pumice stone, and as you wipe yourself with it, it shouts, exfoliate! Exfoliate! I think that would be quite a good idea. You could have other Dalek things. You could have Dalek condoms, so that when the man is about to release the condom, senses the liquid and shouts, ejaculate! Ejaculate! I think these kind of things would be really good. There's nothing that would spice up Night of Passion more than a Dalek shouting ejaculate, ejaculate in its Dalek voice. Anybody else got any examples? Come on, Guardian readers! Maybe the Guardian will do a write-up on this as well. His Dalek pumice stone condom routine was absolutely amazing. Was it really just off the cuff? Is this man such a creative genius that even in his downtime in the bath, his creative juices are flowing? Yeah, I wish he'd bloody stop his creative juices flowing all over me. Sorry about that, Billy. Oh, how about this? The Doctor Who condoms. Not only does the Dalek shout ejaculate, ejaculate on the point of release, but also the condoms, when you put the condom on, it makes your penis bigger. So how about that? Because it's on the inside. So your penis is bigger on the inside than it is when you take the condom off on the outside. There's a woman there going, well, you're not going to do much with that. You know, I'm sorry to say, but you know, because that's what the kind of conversations people have when they're having a night of passion, as I say. You can tell I've had many nights. Well, I don't have that problem, obviously, so I've never had that conversation. But for people who aren't as well endowed as me, he's telling the lie, listeners, he's telling the lie. Be quiet, Billy. But then the man can say, well, actually, I've got these TARDIS condoms. He puts it on, and sure enough, his manhood begins to swell. Doctor Who condoms, guaranteed to make your partner go, whoa! Whoa!
See what I've done there, listeners. Doctor Who condoms. Perfect for men with premature ejaculation. As you can hurtle through time at great speeds, making it seem like your night of passion has lasted days, when in fact it's been mere seconds.
That's quite a good feature, isn't it?
So yeah, men with premature ejaculation can alter the speed of time, obviously this is Doctor Who, and then your partner will think that you're absolutely incredible. How on earth have you managed to last that long? But really, you've cheated the system, thanks to the powers of time travel that the device has. I mean, it's probably going to be quite an expensive condom, I would imagine. But the thing is, it's value for money, because when the condom is used, you can use it again, because it'll regenerate into a completely brand new condom, and you can use it as many times as you want. Well, actually, you can't. It's only got a finite number of regenerations. I'm not sure what that number is, because I'm not a Doctor Who geek, but it's got a finite number of regenerations. That number correlates with the amount of regenerations that the Doctor has. You could always call it Cocter Who, maybe. Was that a bit too trite, maybe? Cocter Who, because it's good on your cock. I don't know, this is brainstorming. Plus, you can get a cheaper version, which doesn't have the facility of travelling through time, but it's still good for people with premature ejaculations, because instead of being able to travel through time, it just has the voice of Davros constantly in your ear. That'll put you off. You won't be able to ejaculate with that going on. The voice of Davros talking about finances, talking about stocks and shares or something like that. I mean, certain people, that might do it for certain people, but I think for the majority of people, they're safe. If you're the kind of person who gets turned on by Davros and you have premature ejaculation problems, then maybe it's worth splashing out a bit. Well, that's your problem. You splash out quite a lot, don't you? But you know what I mean. I know it's a serious thing. I do apologise for making light of premature ejaculation, but, at least you've got someone to premature ejaculate with. Think about that. There's me all by myself here, who does have no problems prematurely ejaculating at all, ladies, if you're interested. Just sat here, talking to myself in a bath. This David's Daily Digital Dollop is clearly a cry for help, people. I mean, can you not tell? I'm in the bath, I'm talking to myself, I've imagined a fictional character called Billy, who's rubbing me back. Sorry if you got attached to that character there, you thought, oh, he's fictional, you made him up, but he was so real to life. Sorry if that happened there. But this is clearly a cry for help. Oh, I think I need to shave as well. This beard's getting me annoyed. I was going to say this beard's getting on my tits, and then I realised that actually that could be misinterpreted. Ah! Well, Becky Unthanks shared yesterday's dollop. That's probably because she was in it. I very much doubt she'll be sharing this one, but I might be wrong. If you're listening, Becky, and I hope you're enjoying this dollop from the bath. Is it bringing back memories? Right, thank you for listening. Goodbye from me, David Eagle.
And me, Billy. You don't exist, Billy.
Oh, bloody hell.
Goodbye.
Right then, I think we've finished recording. Is the dog finished recording, producer?
Oh, it is, David. Excellent.
Fancy coming in the bath again, Billy?
Oh, yes, please.
Come on, in you go. We have some fun now that the recording's finished. Producer, why don't you come in as well? I know you want to.
Oh, bloody hell, I thought you were never going to ask me. Come on.
In you come, lads. In you come. That's it.
Well, you know, before you have definitely stopped the recording, haven't you? Because this would be embarrassing if this bit gets on there.
Of course I've stopped the recording, mate.
I'm a pro, mate. I'm a pro. Well, I know you're a pro, mate. As Billy's about to find out, but you have definitely stopped the recording, though. That's good. This would be embarrassing, this bit.
Right, then.
Okay, Billy, where would you like me to put the rubber duck this time? Well, if it is recording, then they'll just think this bit's a joke anyway. They'll think that that sound was me putting on shampoo, squeezing shampoo into my hands. They'll never know what it really was. Well, that's a good point, actually. They'll think it's all a joke, yeah, it's good. We'll just keep going then. It did sound like you were putting shampoo on, didn't it? Yeah, it does sound like I'm putting shampoo on, doesn't it, rather than what I am doing. Fortunately, Billy, that sound just sounds like water going down the plug hole after the bath. They'll never know what it really is, so even if this is still recording, people won't know what's really going on right now. It's just our little secret, Billy. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, I am. So they'll just think this is a joke, so I think even if it is recording, we'll be fine.
What about me, David?
You get your turn, producer. You'll get your turn. There you go. Very nice. Very nice indeed. So I think it's my turn now, lads. Okay. All right, David. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, lads. Come on. We're trying. It's not as easy as it looks. There you go. You've got it. Oh, yes. Very good, lads.
Now for the big finale, Billy. Here we go.
Well, I don't know about you lads, but after all that, I think I need a bath.